We are learning the laws of Birchas Hanisim, which is found toward the end of Simen Reish Yud Ches. It says, Yesh Omrin, there are those that say, Shein Mavarach Al Nes El V'Nes Yehu Yotzi Mimin HaGa'olam. We mentioned that there are certain times in which the bracha of She'asa Nisim Amaseinu B'Macham HaZeh is recited if there's miracles that were performed to Klai Yisrael, or also on an individual level as well. However, the Mechaber feels that there, mentions that there are many that say that the only time that this bracha is actually recited is if it's a miracle in which is miraculous, really miraculous. As the Gemara, as the Mishnah Berurah cites, a person who is in the desert and they are in sakana of their life, that they're going to die of thirst. The Yisrachish Le Nisa, a miracle happens, nothing Le Ein Mayim, they find some water. So that's something in which is considered to be beyond that which would have been expected at all, and therefore certainly a bracha said, Avol Neshehu Min HaGa'olam V'Toldoto. Now let's say you have a miracle, but it's something which is within the realm of that which is normal. For example, the Mechaber says, Shabo Gnavim B'Layli, so you have some thieves that break into your house in the middle of the night, V'Nitzo. Very easily, they could have killed you, but you were spared. The Kiyotze Bazen, this case, or similar to it, Eino Chayv L'Varech, you do not need to say a bracha. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says, it's possible the fact that they broke in the middle of the night, for example, is that they were scared in general, and all you had to do was make a little bit of noise, or they could have thought that there was someone else coming. Uvarchu, and they ran away. Certainly, it's miraculous because your life was in danger. However, it's not necessarily the same as a person who a miracle, something their lives are saved, was something in which was beyond that which is typically expected.
So, Ben's Gomel.
That's what he's going to say in the Mishnah Berurah. It differentiates the difference between this bracha and Gomel. So the Yesh Chol, like the Mechaber concludes the siman that says that those that disagree, v'tov l'varech b'lo haskar Hashem Malchus. In order to remove yourself from this dispute, you can certainly say this bracha of She'asa Nisim, that a miracle happened to you in this particular place, but you can say it without Shem and Malchus, without saying Hashem's name, and therefore, at least you're saying the nusach of the bracha without actually saying it with Hashem's name, because there are those that feel that you should not have said it with Hashem's name. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that he says that for those, the first opinion, which says that a bracha is not required when it comes to things which are, your life was spared, but it was not within the realm of something which was completely beyond that which was miraculous, he says that that when you reach that place in which you were spared, sarach levarach birchas gomel, a bracha of birchas gomel, which is really the next simon, which we'll see next week, that could be said. Why did birchas gomel lo kabdinan kuli hai shehines gomur? It's not necessary that the miracle would have been an absolute miracle, nes gomor, for you to be able to say birchas gomel. We're more lenient when it comes to saying the blessing of gomel, benching gomel, if you will, which again we'll discuss in the next simulation test. But when it comes to this bracha, this is something which some people feel a bracha should not be recited if it's something in which you were spared, but it was within the realm of that which was possibly a normal state of events. The Yesh Cholik, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are those that disagree, and it says that the afilo hoy hatzala shlo malam b'derech hateva, even if it's something which was not beyond the realm of nature, nonetheless, kivon shohay basakana, since you were in danger, imlon is damin lo hatzala, if you were not spared, nes mikre, it's considered a miracle, the chayv lohodos lo shabech lobore, you have to show your thankfulness to Hashem for being spared of this event. And he discusses exactly certain situations in which a person would make this bracha and not make a bracha, but now it's getting late. So I'm just going to share with you for two more minutes. The Achronim write, which the Mishnah Berurah concludes, that Misha Nasa Lo Nes, if a miracle happens to you, Yesh Lo Hafrish Lo Sadaka, Kipi Hasagas Yado. A person certainly, with no issue of a bracha, you can certainly set aside and give charity as much as one is able to do so. The Echalik Lom De Torah, a person should designate a specific time to learn Torah, and also to say the following statement, quote, Hareini nosin zel sadaka, I'm giving charity. The yiratzon shehi nechshavim kum todah shayisa chayav bizman hamikdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we would give a thanksgiving offering. There's no Beis HaMikdash, at least I can give money which would have had the value of such an offering, such a carbon. V'roi lomer parshas todah, it's also befitting to say this paragraph of which discusses the carbon todah. V'tov v'roi lo l'takein eis etzarech rabban be'ir, it's good that you should do community service. V'chol shana, every year, by Yom HaZen, on this day, it's not that this is a one-time event, but every year on its anniversary, one should actually reminisce and think about how they were spared. The Pesukei Chuvos tells us that menuhagin lasos suuda, that there are those, it's brought down in the Shas and Chuvos Chavos Yoyer, as well as others, that they would actually have a suuda, which is considered to be a suudas mitzvah, for those people that you are close to, and as well as latamini chachamin. For those scholars, l'saper hanes, and the part of this meal is that you should actually talk about what happened every single year. L'hodos l'Hashem yisbarach b'shas ha'seuda shel chasadav, that you should recognize the great kindness that Hashem did for you in the midst of this meal. Now, when it came to when I was in Florida, we used to very often have a seudas hada for numerous occasions by one of the rebbes. By the name of, he was the Deja Rebbe, from Dej. He also lives, he's pretty on Collins. Anyway, he would always have it on a Tuesday. And he would also be very particular not to tell us the reason for the miracle of what happened to him in order for us to have, for him to have a Suda Sada. But as Yeshiva Bachram, a free lunch, well, you know, why not? But he concludes like this, Amnam imlo nichl abal hanes lefarsim nisa barabim. If the person who the miracle happened, and it could be something related to their health, or something that they're embarrassed about, Oshiesh botziba limanda bekach, they just don't want to have to share this private information to the people at the Suda, the only person that he has to speak to is to God. Ki al piha zohar hakadosh, that's brought in the zohar muchach, it's clear she'en soch lefarsamay lefnei b'nei adam, it's not necessary for you to publicize that which was done to you, to people. Elvenu levin atzmo kishomim lefnei kano. All you have to do is be able to say this in front of Hashem, and to be able to actually use your words and articulate how fortunate and thankful you are that Hashem spared you. But it's not necessarily, as the Deja Rebbe never did he share with us the reason for those seudos. But again, a nice free lunch, we took it.